Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs.
Issue 109.
Craig Hamilton of CitizenCraig.com.
Hello everyone, this is Craig Hamilton with FilmNerds.com. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to watch the movie Frozen, and I'm going to talk throughout it. So basically, this will be a movie commentary on the film Frozen by Craig Hamilton of FilmNerds.com and CitizenCraig.com. If you want to follow along with me, you're more than welcome to. I've basically just pushed play and immediately pushed pause, and I'm at the very, very beginning. So when I do push play in a moment, we will have 3 to 4 seconds of black screen and silence, and then the singing comes in. So, I'm going to count down from 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, I'm going to press play. Okay? Are we ready? Here we go. The movie Frozen, and then Craig Hamilton talking throughout it. 3, 2, 1, play. Silence, blackness, and there's the music. We're still black screen, and here we have the starry sky. We pan down through the clouds, and we see that wonderful, beautiful scenery, that river winding through the lush green hills and valleys, and we see that towering and opulent Cinderella's castle, and Tinkerbell arching overwards, and the word Disney pops up. Wonderful, wonderful. Here comes the old school Mickey. I love how the Frozen music just plays over all of this. In any, most other Disney movies, you hear these little segments, their own music that come with it. But the Frozen music here, and I do think the score of this film is fantastic. And I love how it plays over the preemptive segments, and then goes into the scattering snowflakes, kind of in slow motion. Each snowflake is different, as we see here. I haven't seen the same one yet. And then Frozen, right here. Title screen. All this just to make sure you're still with me. And the title fades out. We're underwater, under frozen water. Someone's walking up, and they shove a jagged metal saw into the water over and over. What a gorgeous sunset. Do they start their work at the end of the day and work through the night? We see them, it's an empty truck. Either they're just starting or they're getting their last load of the day. And of course, the song they're singing cannot be just about ice. But what is it about? Break the frozen heart. Break the frozen heart. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Look at that little kid trying to get that ice up. He's having a hard time. These men just basically ignore that little kid trying to get ice. Now we have turned into a Budweiser commercial. They're still at it, striking up the lanterns. And they're so passionately singing this song about breaking the frozen heart. I can't help but feel like it has to mean something else that happens later in the movie. Only that we're clear. And they're off. They're done for the day or night. And here's this kid's finally got his block of ice, and they just take off without him. I hope he's okay. We have the Northern Lights. Must be in some type of Scandinavian country. Down into the wonderfully beautiful Kingdom of Arendelle. Here's Elsa sleeping, and Anna climbing atop the bed, trying to wake her up. Skies away. That's the Northern Lights. Oh! Anna taking a bump early. Gets an idea. Oh, she likes that idea. Here we go. They've done this before. She's not just trying to wake up Elsa. She's waking her up to do something they've done before. Because Elsa, too, is excited. Whereas once, she just wanted to go back to sleep. Oh. We have magic. She builds a snowball from nothing and throws it in the air and explodes into a galaxy of tiny snowflakes. It may just be me. Or does Elsa sure does seem to know how to do a lot of this stuff. She seems to have pretty good control over these icy powers at the moment. She can't be 5 or 6 years old. Lots of control here. They're ice skating. She's propelling them down the ice. And here she creates pillars of snow by shooting them at the ground. And Anna jumps each one higher than the last. But Elsa trips here. And instead of... just shoots it right at her face. Instead of shooting it at the ground and creating pillars in descending order of height, the opposite of what she did before the fall, Anna would be safe. But she somehow shoots it at her face, and this emotional just outbreak here causes her to lose control of all her powers. I think I'm understanding that correctly. It doesn't make any sense. The father says this is getting out of control. Something like this has happened before, but she slipped and fell and shot her ice power at her sister's face instead of just at the ground, creating tinier pillars for her sister to safely land. Oh, there's this kid. Still hasn't found his way back. Obsessed with ice. Must follow it where he leads him. Peering in. At this impromptu midnight meeting. Immediately they recognize him as the king. Huh? Just because they're cute, you're going to keep them? Man, that sounds like they're trying to explain something for later. That couldn't be more ham-fisted, if you ask me. So because she fired it at her head, they can fix her. What? Make her forget? How does this fix the problem? This couldn't be more of a misdiagnosis. They just made her forget. Here's a warning from the wise old troll. Yes. What's the danger? She can control it. So people are going to come after her. Okay, let's get ready for that. Yeah. Completely isolate her. Limit her contact with people. Keep her powers hidden from everyone. I don't see how separating her from her sister and wiping her sister's memory could correct. How could this pass as a way to fix the problem? That's one of my big hang-ups with this movie. Just because her sister forgets she has powers and this completely separates her. Now she's alone. Elsa's alone. Has no one to confide in. No one to help cope with this. All of a sudden, just because she magically forgot how to control her powers. Inexplicably. By the way, it's very hard for me not to sing along with this. This is a great musical number here. It's a great montage of time gone by. And also powers growing. Conceal, don't feel, don't let it show, and these gloves will help. Here's Anna, a few years older. I love how she's managed to entertain herself throughout the years. I picture her doing this at least once a day. Again, I just don't get how the separation, how we're supposed to buy this as an audience, as a meaningful, legitimate way to fix this problem that continues to get worse and worse. You would think they would try and go a different direction, try a new way to fix it. Anna, a good decade older than when we first saw her, that fateful night of the headshot. We have an ominous change in music here. I love this part, not because her parents die. I just think it's a really cool way to show that. You know, I think I'm going to tell my daughter that they're just going to Durmstrang. They're just heading to Durmstrang. And if you don't get that reference, then we can't be friends. And assuming you're still hanging around thus far into the commentary, you may not want to be friends with me anyways. Be that as it may, we have a mourning Anna slowly walking up to this closed door. Of all times to come out and change course in how you deal with this issue of not being able to control your powers, this would be it. And you would think that the way to cope with that is to say, hey Anna, guess what? I have these powers. You know, but that wouldn't that have defeated the purpose of erasing her memory anyways? I just feel like if Anna knew this whole time, they could help deal with it. It's just this inexplicable losing the control of the powers for some reason that prevents that. They're both feeling the same emotion, of course. Elsa's completely makes her lose her mind and freeze everything. And Anna is a normal person. Without that problem, without those issues, but they're still trying to cope with the loss of their parents. 3 years later, I love this music. I think that one of the best things about this movie is the music. Check out these people in this. This scene here drives me crazy. Look at these people in the background just standing there, like just in a trance. They look like the background characters in like a Sims computer game. You know, they're just completely unanimated. Only the people in the foreground are actually doing it. Look at this woman in the far right, just kind of walk. I picture her walking into the wall of that bridge and not stop walking, like a CPU in a Sims game or something. See, these guys are animated, but look at the people behind them. Ugh. Here's our villain. Yeah, you did. This guy shows the signs of a true villain. Everyone look at him. He's the bad guy. Guys, you know, I used to have long hair. And I can't tell you how many times I woke up in the morning with just a bunch of hair shoved in my mouth. I don't know how people have long hair. I don't know how they deal with it. And I think it's interesting that Elsa is the one that can't control her powers, but Anna is the one with the gray rogue streak in her hair. If you don't get that reference and you're still listening, then we can't be friends. And I no longer have any friends. They don't do that anymore. Here we go. Again, going through the house, like in the first number, this time in a different way. Wow, am I so ready for this change? I don't like that lyric. I think that's... It sounds like filler. It sounds a little uncreative, like they couldn't think of something to say there. Or maybe they just weren't clever enough to fill that in. But you know, as I say, I love the music. Her only look into the outside of these walls is there's some sort of painter's swing. I'm assuming this is a courtyard. She's frolicking with the young ducklings. I mean, that's the problem. Young women out there, that's the problem. You know, seductively draped, honey. I do like the pun, though. Draped. This is the problem, as I was saying. You know, young women, if you're shut up in a house for 12 years, you don't, you know, just take it easy. Just don't go after the first person you see when you walk out the door. I love this moment here where she pretends to be part of the picture. That's a really cool idea. I get the picture that she's knows all these paintings by heart. She could probably tell you every detail about these paintings because she's had to do this every single day. Walk through the house and look at them. That's some insane hang time there. But she's had time to practice. Now we cut to Elsa, who is not as excited to open the gates, because after a decade of being alone, practicing her control, she has failed. Conceal, don't feel hasn't worked in 10 years or so, but she hasn't changed course. She's kept trying. Reluctantly open up the gate. She's the boss now. She's ruling the place. Anna busting through these mindless zombies, slowly walking through. No one recognizes her. They're so excited to finally see the princesses, and they walk right past her because they cannot think, because they don't have brains, and they don't have souls. Just look at their eyes. It's like Zemeckis directed the background of this movie. The first time in forever, she has some memory of being able to do this at one time. Yeah, a horse is in your way. But was that an accident?
Hey.
We'll see. Who's this guy?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
she said she's okay, bro.
But I'm great, actually.
Thank goodness.
You see what I mean?
Oh, Prince Hans.
You can't just fall for the first guy you run into after that long of being in solitude. No, this is awkward. This is a really nice guy. He's so humble. And polite. A gallant young man. We have no reason to believe otherwise. Subtly laying on the charm here. I mean, she's, you know, she's vulnerable. She's ready to fall in love.
I better go.
I don't know why she left in the first place, but if the coronation was that soon. Now, here would be a great time to show some sort of subtle sign of villainous intent by this guy. Because, guys, spoiler alert, Hans is the bad guy. But one thing that bothers me about this movie is that there's no evidence that he's bad. Nuance or just kind of sign that says, you know, he's got a sinister intent. No, you know, look, when no one's looking, they don't zoom into his face and show him kind of, you know, do like a little grin, like, ha ha ha, I'm going to get them. No, it's constant smiling. And I think that's cheating on the part of the writers. It just makes it so much more easy to pull the wool over the eyes of the audience when you do that. The wool's over our eyes, and then the rug is pulled out from under us. And I just think it's sort of like cheating. So scared. Absolutely, it's like a ticking time bomb. You don't know when those frozen powers are going to go off. And after all this time, she has been unable to even control her powers for a few moments without those gloves on. Look at that. What have you been doing this whole time? It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Those decisions did not make sense to me. Look at these guys in the background. Look at them. I'm like, nice job dancing. Here we go. For the first time in forever, standing side by side. Yeah. You're not supposed to stand by her. And she scoots away. Who's going to break the ice? Huh. Elsa does. Look at this. This is an exchange of a couple of people that have spent very, very little time together. I don't understand how this is supposed to work. Two sisters bonding over chocolate.
Your Majesty, the Duke.
They know so little about each other. I love this guy.
As your closest,
he's the best.
Seems only fitting that I offer you your first dances.
He's so nice. He just wants to offer the first dance. He's an incredibly talented dancer.
But my sister does.
Very humble. Meek fellow.
Oh, let me know. I'll catch you.
Probably the worst thing she's done to her sister ever. This guy just cracks me up. I think he's the best. But the film is trying to make us think he's a bad guy, prying into their business. It's a huge red herring. These are just words that people are going to laugh at. But they're not really funny.
Well, he was sprightly. Especially for a man in heels.
Are you okay?
I've never been better. This is so nice. I wish it could be like this all the time.
Yeah, you see how badly Anna wants to be with Elsa.
But
why can't it?
It just can't.
It can't because Elsa's afraid she's going to hurt her with her powers. But as long as Anna knew, then it would help. Because she's not hiding that secret, is she? Elsa's no longer hiding the secret. Anna can still maintain her distance. And we have Hans here catching her again. I'm beginning to wonder if these are accidents or not. But Hans seems so nice. He's such a good guy. There's no way he could be bad. Just listening, you know. Sometimes the best thing you can do is listen. The hydrangeas are flourishing. So why even mention the fact that you dreamt that you were kissed by trolls? Because obviously you don't remember, you were completely passed out. And as we'll see later, the trolls don't even remember Anna. So how could you dream that? Maybe somehow you remembered it, but... It's interesting that she blames her sister for shutting her out, not her parents. So the parents force their sisters to separate, erase the memory of their youngest daughter, and insinuated that it was Elsa's fault the whole time. It's, you guys don't understand how difficult it is for me to not sing along right now. But I am dancing. You can't make me not dance. This song reminds me of Summer Lovin' from Greece. Finally, Anna, being presented with closed, for the one person she loves the most in this world, in Elsa, always there's a closed door. And the moment the gates are opened, she relies and falls for the first man that shows any sort of attention to her. Because as we saw, everybody she walked by didn't even know she was there. Completely ignored by everyone. Except for the guy that ran her over with his horse. A little fun in the stables. Up to a waterfall grotto. So we get why Anna is into him, but we don't understand why he's into Anna. Just because he's the youngest of 12 or 13.
Oh, there she is. Elsa! I mean, Queen. Me again. May I present Prince Hans of the Southern Isles?
Your Majesty, we would like your blessing
of our marriage.
Several minutes singing. And now they go to ask Elsa for her blessing in marriage. And Elsa is having none of it. Elsa pushed the kibosh on this idea. And she says, no, you can't have my blessing. They just met.
What do you know about true love? More than you, all you know is how to shut people out.
Ouch. You asked her for her blessing, and she said no. So what's your problem? Why do you even care, Anna? Elsa knows you can't fall in love with the person you just met. Why doesn't Anna know that?
Give me my glove. Elsa, please.
Elsa, at the end of a rope here, Anna pulling off a glove, forcing her to answer, forcing her to explain.
What did I ever do to you?
Here we go.
Anna. No,
why? Pushing the envelope here, Anna.
Why do you shut the world out?
What are you afraid of? This. You know, for someone that can't control her powers seem to emanate from her when she's very emotional. Elsa really did give a pretty big wave with her arm in the direction that the powers went. So she's able to control this. Ready to flee. Everyone's waiting on her. All waiting on someone to appear. Either that or they're just loitering out in the town center. Everything she touches turns to ice. I wonder what would happen if she touched one of the drones. Now that came out of nowhere. She seems to be losing control now. And now she's losing control because she's scared. But the troll's warning said people would come after her. For her powers? I'm not sure. That's really how it's panning out. So now she's completely lost control. It seems like. Except wait. No. She does have control. Because she's building a little ice bridge across the river. Now, this is a pretty cool visual right here. It'd be really great if Elsa was an actual villain. But she's not cold-hearted. She's a nice person. Freezes the whole river surrounding the kingdom. So in that way, I assume she didn't mean to freeze the entirety of her kingdom. But that's what happens over a period of a few minutes.
Are you all right?
No.
Did you know?
No.
So Anna had no idea. Anna had no idea. She just said she had no idea. And we know that too, you and I, because we saw them erase her memory.
Is there sorcery in you too? Are you a monster too?
No.
I love this guy. Oh, he's so funny.
That's right, she is. In the best way.
My sister's not a monster.
She nearly killed me.
You slipped on ice.
All right.
It was an accident. She was scared.
He's gonna sue.
She didn't mean any of this. Tonight was my fault. I pushed her, so...
That's right.
I'm the one that needs to go after her.
What? Yes.
Bring me my horse, please.
Anna, no.
Anna's going after her immediately after Elsa fleeing.
I'll bring her back and I'll make this right.
I'm coming with you.
And she leaves Hans in charge.
I leave Prince Hans in charge.
Hans has been waiting for this moment throughout their whole relationship.
I don't want you getting hurt.
She's my sister. She would never hurt me.
That's right. Blood, baby. Even though they don't know each other, there's still blood. And blood is thicker than ice. Okay. Fabulous segue to Elsa, who has now managed to flee, some miles to the Grinch's house. You know, I think the story would have been better served. Now, I understand that, from what I understand, that they changed the story completely of this film after the song Let It Go was written. And they kind of changed the story to inform it around this song. But I feel like the story would have been better served if Elsa had done this and fled, and for years, let's say 3 or 4 years, lived in isolation and in fear of those that she thought, based on the trolls' warning and based on their behavior at the coronation celebration, were coming after her. And maybe over time, over those 3, 4, 5 years, her heart began to harden and darken, and maybe she wasn't as innocent, and she really truly was became a little more villainous and just hid herself away for several years. And then Anna forging up the courage, goes after her to try and get her to fix the eternal winter. Again, she's just letting go of all the things that held her back. And, you know, she's able to pretty much control her powers right here. Because she's alone? Perhaps. You know, but she was alone most of her life, remember? Is it maybe because she has run away and she knows no one's around, unafraid of hurting anyone? I'm not buying it. Because, you know, look guys, for someone who has had zero control over their powers, she makes a pretty awesome stair bridge that she just walks up onto a totally different ledge of a mountain. And with a stomp of a foot, builds the foundations of an incredibly symmetrical ice castle. I mean, she's like Dr. Manhattan right here. I mean, everything's under her control. Not only does she have it under complete control, ladies and gentlemen, but she is right on cue with the music. The past may be in the past, but I don't understand why here you can control it and there you can't. Okay, maybe because no one is there at the moment to stir up your emotions. But I think that's beside the point. She's got her strut back, that's for sure. Well, I don't see what that has to do with anything, but anyways, Elsa happy in her new abode, and we have the next morning, Anna just sort of riding on that horse through the night, sort of conversationally calling after Elsa, as if Elsa might be hiding behind some shrub, or passed out under some pile of snow. How do we get rid of that horse? There we go. Let's just throw snow at it. And segue to a cut at night. I don't like these segues here. I don't like these cuts with Anna going through the snow. They're too abrupt. But she looks over a interesting landscape that looks like Bob Ross painted it. And poor thing's been riding all night and all day and into this night and walks into a Thomas Kincaid portrait. So, but really though, a day isn't that long a time gone by. Wandering Oaken's trading post. Let's take a look what we have in here. Feel like I'm playing Myst. There's Wandering Oaken himself.
I have swim suits, clogs, and a sunbelt of my own invention, yeah?
Oh, great. For now, how about boots? Winter boots and dresses?
So regular boots and winter boots. So I don't know, this is an economics lesson by Wandering Oaken. I don't know if they had a huge winter department. Doesn't look like it. From the size of that space. I don't know if they had a huge winter department and it just sold out in a day, or if it's always been that low and it's just priced really higher.
You and this fellow? Big summer blowout?
Kurt. Behind you.
I mean, he's really mean. If you ever wonder what happens when you throw a kid out in the middle of nowhere and just have everybody ignore him for 20 years, he tends to lose his manners.
You want to talk about a supply and demand problem? I sell ice for a living.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now. I mean, that is really...
Oh, he's managed to go from one cubes to about 20. How does he know where it's coming from? Is there just force or like a magical force emanating from the North Mountain? We just saw it. It was relatively calm. Or did he see Elsa build it? I don't think that's true. He knows it's coming from the North Mountain. Without explanation, he just knows. He's made an enemy of Wandering Oaken.
Sven, I didn't get your carrots. But I did find us a place to sleep. And it's free. I'm sorry about this violence. I will add a quart of lutefisk, so we have good keys. Just the outfit and the boots. Yeah.
Fish jar fish heads. You know, she's the queen. She should say, or a princess or something. She should say, you know, as filthy to me, your queen. Pay me this. And he should do it. That's her kingdom, right? You know, Jonathan Groff is great. He does the voice of Sven. And He really should have had more singing numbers than this. He's just really great.
Smell better than reindeers. Sven, don't you think I'm right?
That's once again true for all except you.
You got me. Let's call it a night.
Good night.
Don't let the frost bite.
And that's all we have from him. Oh well.
It's just you. What do you want?
I want you to take me up the North Mountain.
Anna calling the shots.
Take people places.
Let me rephrase that.
This guy is such a jerk. Sven is such a jerk. What's in the sack? Rope? Pickaxe?
Look, I know how to stop this winter.
Anna, really bluffing here, has no clue how to stop the winter. Naivety gets the better of her, thinking she can just explain herself to Elsa. She didn't know Elsa's powers existed until a day ago, and now can assume that she can reverse them. I mean, I might have made the same mistake, too, but at any rate, she's bluffing. That's for sure.
This is fresh lacquer. Seriously, were you raised in a barn?
No, I was raised in a castle.
Explain yourself. You know, Sven doesn't say, wait, what do you mean you're raised in a castle? He just ignores her.
Oh, well, it was all my fault. I got engaged, but then she freaked out because I'd only just met him, you know, that day. And she said she wouldn't bless
him. I guess he knows that... As you know, she's the queen. The queen did this. Maybe they talked about it before they cut to this part of the scene. Sven really, really astounded by this news. Not so much the eternal winter going on, but forgets to steer because she got engaged immediately. Even the film itself is saying, hey guys, this is crazy. You know, don't get engaged to someone you just met. Can I just say that the innuendo here is so contrived, it's nauseating. To little effect. It's just... It's just paint by numbers, it seems. If you suspected a rustling around you while your sleigh was moving, why would you stop it to investigate and then find out that... You just keep going, guy. Just keep going. Now look, they're gaining ground.
Don't pull off and don't get eaten.
But I want to help.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't trust your judgment.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you shouldn't have told him you got engaged so quickly. He's a goner. Oh, man.
You almost set me on fire!
But I didn't! Get ready to jump, Sven!
You don't tell him what to do.
Hey!
I do! Jump, Sven!
See him making that leap? Oh man, that would have totally chopped right into his head just like 3 seconds earlier. And I would not have rested there either. That still looked like it was going to slide downhill.
I'll replace your sled and everything in it. And I understand if you don't want to help me anymore.
Of course I don't want to help her anymore.
thing has ruined me for helping anyone ever again.
Oh, come on.
She'll die on her own.
Ugh, laying it on a little thick, aren't we?
But you won't get your new sled if she's dead.
Christoph has the personality of one who was abandoned as a child. We've got another sunrise. Day 2. In the search for Elsa. And it's just right there. It's right there. What have y'all been doing?
More like this way.
Yeah, another 8 days journey. You guys better pick up the pace. Elsa managed to run there in, I don't know, a couple of hours? Because right after she built it, we cut to Anna just on a horseback, trying to find her. And we can't assume she ran in a different direction because she saw her run away. Guys, I love this movie. Honestly, guys, I do like this movie. I have two or three really, really major problems with it, with the story. With the writing. And the directing. Ew, the body.
Wait, what am I looking at right now? Why are you hanging off the earth like a bat?
You know, I was expecting this. I was expecting Olaf to be the most insufferable character in any movie ever. And he wasn't quite that. So it exceeded my expectations in that regard. He's such a positive little snowman.
I
bet it cuts off your peripheral, your inner peripheral. Okay. Anna remembers Olaf? And Olaf does not remember Anna.
I'm Anna. And who's the funky looking donkey over here?
I love this.
Sven? Uh-huh. And who's the reindeer?
Love it. Oh, Anna recognizes Olaf even though her memory got erased. Right? And Olaf does not remember Anna.
Yeah.
But later he remembers Elsa. They're not making it easier for me to buy this.
Oh, I don't know why, but I always love the idea of summer and sun and all hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes
I really do like this number. It kind of exists outside of this whole story going on.
Snow does in summer. The trick in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer.
And the animation is slightly different too than the actual movie. So it's a song that exists outside the story altogether, and the aesthetic and the style is of the, you know, the animation is different. It's a cool break from all the, you know, furiously frustrating plot holes that plague the movie itself. Oh, he was gonna say puddle. He was going to say puddle. That's what we all thought he was going to say, but he didn't. He got us.
Oh, the
It's a mad club sandwich right there. It's a McAllister's club sandwich before they cut it into four parts. Don't tell the snowman he's gonna melt when it becomes summertime. That's what everyone's problem in this movie is. No one tells them the truth. There you go, Kristoff. Fight the urge to tell the truth. Who doesn't know how to set the bark on the firewood?
The castle is open. There is soup and hot grog in the great hall. Here, pass these out.
Where do these blankets come from? Somewhere there's a dungeon full of warm blankets. And the bad guy demands an explanation. He's so cute.
Do not question the princess. She left me in charge. I will not hesitate to protect Arendelle from treason.
Treason?
Who said anything about treason? Oh, here comes the horse. It's taken him another full day to get back when he was only a few hours away. These little timelines, he's able to look and see exactly where they are. These little things don't bother me as much as the main inconsistencies of the storyline. But I just feel like if a little more effort were put into it, not even effort. Effort sounds like hard work. Just make it seem like, you know, they didn't go 2 inches in 5 hours. That's all. That's all I'm asking for. It's just that a tiniest bit of attention to detail. It's really hard to see. It's really hard to overlook their inattention to detail when you've seen this movie probably 75 times. But I actually noticed it the first time. That's not to brag. That's just saying I noticed it the first time.
What now?
And the second time. And the third time.
It's too steep.
And the fourth time.
I've only got one rope, but you don't know how to climb.
And it's and I'm telling you guys, beloved listeners, loyal listeners, every time I watch this movie, I find something else about it that annoys me. Except this time. I'm too busy talking to you to really find something new.
You know, most people who disappear into the mountains want to be alone.
Nobody wants to be alone. Except maybe you.
I'm not alone. I have friends, remember?
Well, she's probably climbed pretty high.
Yes.
Except they're just kind of looking straight ahead, so she really hasn't. That's funny. No, I'm not being sarcastic. That is funny. Yeah, it was exactly like a trust exercise. It was exactly like a trust exercise. Exactly like one. Not even a crazy one. It just was one. Approaching the ice castle, Kristoff, most impressed by its perfection, its symmetry. It's beauty. Someone with no control built this.
Alright, take it easy, boys. Come here. I gotcha. Okay, you stay right here, buddy.
Like a hot rod, Kristoff observes the stairway made of ice. And the door opens.
It opens. That's the first. Oh, you should probably wait out here.
What?
Last time I introduced her to a guy, she froze everything.
But
honey,
come on,
honey, you're misunderstanding
ice
your situation here.
You too, Olaf.
But he's not a guy.
Give us a minute.
Last time you introduced him to a guy, she froze everything. Olaf's not a guy. True to form, Olaf taking everything so literal. He'll be back in 60 seconds. Is it beating a dead horse to say this could not have been built with lack of control? There had to be some controlled design. We saw it being made after all. She knew exactly what she was doing. Like, where's the furniture, though? You've been in here a whole day. What do you do with your time? You see, this is what I mean. If she had gone off for several years and had allowed this resentment to fester within herself, turning her heart blacker and blacker as the days go by, then this time apart would be a huge payoff for the moment of clarity and the reunion between the two. She recognizes Olaf. And Olaf remembers Elsa. So why doesn't Olaf remember Anna? Guys, why does Anna remember Olaf and Olaf not remember Anna?
So we were so close. We can be like that again.
Anna still doesn't know what happened. Boom. Aim low. That's the moral of the story here.
No, we can't. Goodbye, Anna. Elsa, wait.
You can't because you hit her in the face with ice. Not because you're afraid you're going to hurt her for being near her. And a nice little reprise here. Anna is actually making sense here. They can get through it together. As long as they both know. As long as Anna knows, they can cope together. Assuming Elsa won't get mad at Anna for trying to help her. And Anna and Elsa gets mad here and hurts her again just because she's impatient. Tell her what's up. What would be funny is if she said deep like 29 times.
Everywhere. It's okay, you can just unfreeze it.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know how. Sure you can. I know you can. Because for the first time
Oh, this counter melody now. This is really good stuff. If she would stop singing and listening to Anna and start listening to Anna, then maybe this would work. You know, Anna's just trying to help, but Elsa's letting this really get to her. Uh-oh. I mean, what is that? Right in the heart. And you don't even know you did it. Because for the... No, just twice.
Stop me.
Anna, I think we should go.
No, I'm not leaving without you, Elsa. Yes, you are.
See, what power do you have to stop this winter would have worked 4 years from now?
Stop. Put
us down. Elsa just wants to be left alone. She doesn't understand how Anna's support could help her. And I don't understand how she doesn't understand that. This is all built around Elsa's fear of not being alone. She equates her solidarity with freedom. Because that's all what her parents decided was best for her.
Oh.
Kristoff. Look. She said 100. Just let it be 100. Even if you're right. You always gotta be correcting people. It's so annoying. She's hyping herself up. Get pumped up. You know, hey, people at home, I wouldn't try that. I don't know that that's an actual thing. Tying a rope around snow. It might be, but I wouldn't try that. On your next snow day, I would not try that. Those, you know, Olaf's body is pretty, breakable, but the individual snowballs themselves are virtually, impenetrable. So he just lifted them all the way back up to say, don't come back. Come on, Kristoff, they're friends. Stop it. Everyone is just getting in the way of everybody else's happiness in this movie. It's basically what this is.
I don't have a skull. Or bones.
So, so now what?
Oh, what am I gonna do? She threw me out. I can't go back to Arendelle with the weather like this. And then there's your ice business. And
don't worry about my ice business. Worry about your hair.
It's only my livelihood.
You fell off a cliff. You should see your hair.
No, yours is turning white.
So is yours, Kristoff.
What?
It's because she struck you, isn't it?
Does it look bad?
This time it's the heart. You remember, listeners, the heart's not so easily changed.
Okay, come on. Okay, where are we going? To see my friends.
The love experts?
Love experts? Uh-huh. And don't worry, they'll be able to fix this.
How do you know?
Because I've seen them do it before.
So you remember her. So you remember Anna, but you haven't said anything about her hair. You haven't said anything about why her hair. You didn't know why her hair's that way. You don't know. You didn't know why her hair was that way. You asked her why is her hair that way, but now you say you've seen them fix hair that way, Kristoff. So what? Which is it? Which is it, guys? I don't know.
Wait, come here.
I don't know.
So, about my friends. Well, I think friends, they're more like family. Anyway, when I was a kid, it was just me and Sven until they, you know, kind of took us in.
They did?
Yeah.
Kind of. They took you in because they said you were cute. And one of them said you were cute and they took you in. So that explains why they took you in.
And a little overbearing and heavy, really, really heavy, which you'll, but you'll get the point. You say me,
Kristoff,
well.
They sound wonderful.
Okay, then. Meet my family. Hey, guys.
They're rocks.
He's crazy.
They became animated a lot quicker the first time we saw them.
How's Ben's family? It's nice to meet you.
Because I love you, Anna. I insist you.
I mean, it's okay. This is funny.
I understand your love expert. Ooh, aren't you running?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go.
Now they, here they come. Okay. I don't know what did it, but they got woken up. Get naked, Kristoff.
Great to see you all, but where's Grandpa?
He's napping. But look, I threw a mushroom. I am a fire crystal.
I passed the kidney stone.
Kristoff, how long has he been gone?
Hey, good for you.
I always assumed that he just lived there. So they all accomplished these tasks in the last couple of days? Jumping the gun a little bit. But you know, that's what we're all thinking, right? Kristoff and Anna. I feel like if Frozen were a video game, there would be one whole level dedicated to, like, getting around, like, the trolls' domain. And they'd all be standing on each other, and you'd, like, jump on them, or, like, climb on them and, like, jump off of them to, like, get past things. You know, was there a Frozen game? I feel like that's a missed opportunity if there was not a Frozen game. Probably would have been on the Wii. Yeah, you know, guys, I know there was a king present, but they recognize the king. They do not recognize her as the princess. And they immediately responded to their dire need of fixing Anna's head, which was an easier fix than a wound to the heart, which she now suffers from. But here they dilly-dally with probably my least favorite musical number of the movie. Not that it's bad. It's just, to me, this is their Broadway number.
So she's a bit of a fixer-upper. That's a minor thing. Her quote engagement is a flex-a-ran.
So do their jewels light up when they start to speak? See, they're all singing and their jewels are lit. But his is not. Well, yeah, it is. It's interesting. This is that thing that I saw for the first time. I was wrong. I did notice something. What about the hair? This is a misunderstanding that they could nip in the bud very quickly. Again, let's just tell the truth. Listen, guys, shut up. Stop singing. We're not engaged. We're not interested in each other romantically in any way. But they sort of just kind of play into this whole thing. They kind of, you know, allow them to do this musical number. Which is a fine song. This is going a little too far. You didn't see this coming? Oh, now the big final ending of the song caused Anna to suffer again from the wound.
Anna, your life is in danger. There is ice in your heart put there by your sister.
How does he know this?
Not removed to
solve. He must be, either he remembers this and assumes that's how it happened, or he's just guessing.
I'm sorry, Kristoff.
But nobody else remembers that. Okay. An act of true love. An act of true love can thaw a frozen heart. Okay.
Anna, we've got to get you back to Hans.
Hans.
Pull us out, Sven.
It's getting worse. Her whole hair is gray now, except for a few strands of red. Now, it looks like it's morning again. Is this day three?
You're here to find Princess Anna. Be on guard.
The beginning of day three?
Come to the queen. You understand?
It's been a long journey for these guys. Though again, though, if years had gone by, and like Hans had really, and they had gotten married, and Hans had then, over that amount of time, had sort of solidified himself as a true villain, get these guys out of the way, then that would have made more sense, I think. Controlling it awfully well here. Not nearly as dangerous, or not nearly as, you know, detrimental to these bad guys as you were to your sister. It's got Lord of the Rings written all over it. I mean, that's... Wow. That control is pristine. That you completely obliviate the heart of your sister. But you show so much mercy and control with your powers to these villains who are shooting metal tied to wooden sticks at you that would kill you if they penetrated your body.
Don't be the monster they fear you are.
In the dungeons of Arendelle, Elsa awakes with metal gloves chained to the floor. You know, this is what she should have been wearing her whole life. They got her back awfully quick, too. I just, the distance and the time thing don't make a ton of sense to me.
Just stop the winter. Bring back summer. Please.
Don't you see? I can't.
I would say, if you take these off of me, I will fix it.
I have to tell them to let me go.
Not beg to be let go.
I do what I can.
Man. Wow. Sure, I'll fix it. Hey, just take these metal, you know, gloves off me. And I'll fix it, and then run as soon as he lets you go. But it really doesn't matter. She's going to blast at those anyways.
Just hang in there.
Come on, buddy, faster!
So the troll basically said only an act of true love can solve this problem, and they immediately go back to Arendelle. I guess because that's how they think that's going to happen. The trolls had the answer to their problem. When they got the answer, they went to Arendelle, but there's really no reason to go back. Is there? Well, there is, because that's how the story ends, but why are they going back here?
Get her warm, and find Prince Hans immediately.
We will. Thank you.
Make sure she's safe.
So they're thinking Hans is going to be the act of true love. But the trolls quip that a true love's kiss was going to be... But there's no way they can truly think that. That was part of the joke. At any rate, I'll digress. Okay, that's why they've come back. The moment they've all been waiting for. And...
if only there was someone out there who loved you.
You know, guys, it's too late for this. It's too late for the villain in a Disney animated movie to show a sign of being villainous. That is not how it works. Some people want to say it's different and unique, but to me, that shows a weakness in the writing and the inability to write a compelling story that's smart enough and clever enough to have a villain that's not really a villain in that Duke of Wesselton and Hans, the true villain. They cannot fool the characters and the audience. They have to fool them both. They can't fool one and not the other. And that's one of my problems with this movie as well.
No, you are no match for Elsa. I, on the other hand, am the hero who is going to save Arendelle from destruction.
You won't get away with this.
Oh, I already have.
Another lesson to be learned here, I think, is to always make sure the person that you need to die and that you think is dying, you need to, like, watch them breathe their last before you move on to your next, the next step in conquering the kingdom.
Killed by Queen Elsa.
Because anyone could go in there and find her body and she'd still be alive.
She got to say our marriage vows before she died in my arms.
Without a witness.
Queen Elsa is a monster and we are all in grave danger.
I love that he just constantly says monster. So convenient that everyone just accepts the fact that he's next in line, next in command. Even before he said that they exchanged vows, they were ready to make him king of Arendelle, and they weren't even citizens of Arendelle. They're, you know, monarchs and dukes and leaders of other countries, other kingdoms. They look just as far away from Arendelle after half an hour as they were for 2 days of walking. I know, perception is in the eye of the beholder. I get it, but change the perception. That's all I'm saying.
No, Sven, we're not going back.
Arendelle looks too close. Make it look farther away. That's the direction, and then, you know, they can fix that. Now he's ready to help. He truly does love Anna. This emo character here, who's ready to quit helping folks just because he gets his feelings hurt, Now it comes out here that he truly does have feelings for Anna, and he's coming back. He's the act of true love that Anna needs. So we're waiting on him to return before she croaks. That's what we're waiting for. Right? I think so. I don't think so. You know, one thing that's really hard to do in animated movies, even in special effects for live-action movies, is to create fire, convincing fire. It's got to be one of the toughest things because I never really see it convincingly. Here is fine, but that's one thing I notice when I'm watching movies is that fire is what looks least real of any other effects.
Forever.
Olaf talking some Jesus right now.
Loves me?
Wow, you really don't know anything about love, do you?
Olaf, you're melting.
Some people are worth melting for.
But Olaf, you don't have to melt for her. You're not sacrificing yourself
just
for her.
Right,
there you go. The windows bust open conveniently enough for Olaf to create a ice sickle telescope to see Kristoff.
Wow, he's really moving fast. I guess I was wrong. I guess Kristoff doesn't love you enough to leave you behind.
That's funny.
Olaf, please.
No. You need to stay by the fire and keep warm.
I need to get to Kristoff.
Why?
Oh, I know why.
There's your answer.
There's just so many reasons to hurry for. She's dying, and Elsa's powers have intensified exponentially to where there are like sideways icicles forming in the hallways. Elsa has escaped. Her emotions are out of this world rampant. She's in the middle of the frozen lake, and the snow is so thick she can't see. Anna and Olaf have had to climb a few stories of the castle to escape out of a window. And now they go down to the ground floor on the same level as Elsa. And here comes Kristoff barreling on Sven through the snowstorm on the frozen lake. All three of them, Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff, coming the same direction, hopefully to meet in the middle. Boy, that's a lot of ground they gotta cover, though. Like, what are all these ships doing in the middle of this lake? They're not docked. There's nobody in them. They're just... It's like they tied a rope to the dock, and then, like, the rope... They didn't tie it well enough, and then the ship just kind of drifted out into the middle of the lake. But there's, like, 5 or 6 of them. And, like, one of them just happens to be toppling over right now. Like, whatever. I know it looks cool, but there's no reason for a ship to be just sitting there in the middle of the lake like that. Not anchored down. Not when they're going to be there for a while. Dude, Sven's got to be cold. This reminds me of Frankenstein. Oh yeah, you're fine. Kristoff's going to save Anna. Anna going to meet Kristoff for a true love's kiss. And here we have Hans come up behind Elsa. That news froze everything. It clears the air and then freezes the individual snowflakes in midair. They're sort of just hovering. Anna comes up. Excuse me. Hans comes up behind Elsa with a sword. Elsa's devastated to learn that Anna is dead. Hans moves in slow motion while Anna moves in regular motion to get into place, turns to ice just in time to block the killing stroke from Hans' sword. Elsa is saddened by her turning to ice, but also her sacrifice, or her blocking the sword that would have hit Elsa. But you see, the act of true love is Anna's sacrificing herself for Elsa. But it came in time. Though she was frozen, it came in time to heal herself of being frozen.
You sacrificed yourself for me?
But also, Elsa truly showed her love for Anna in her despair and sadness over Anna's death. If only anyone had ever thought of love as being the answer. If only. Love, of course, love. Lifts hands. Says love, lifts hands. Everything is reversed. The ice is melted. The water is flowing anew. And it's not like the ice has melted and it's like watery and yucky for a few days. The ice disappears, it all gathers into the air, raises up into the sky, although some is dripping into the lake, and to a giant snowflake and dispersed into the nether regions of the atmosphere.
Hands down, this is the best day of my life, and quite possibly the last.
That's funny. So, but you see now, Elsa is completely fine with being around people, using her powers around everyone, because why? Well, the only difference is that Anna sacrificed herself for her, and that she realized love, of course, love. So, just saying love, or the idea of love, corrects everything. where's the answer for everything. While I don't necessarily disagree with that, that doesn't explain how Elsa had a huge problem with these powers before and now is completely okay with them. And Hans is probably just going to get sent back to his brothers and just get his butt kicked for a few days and then be back up to his antics later.
Are you serious?
Yes! And it's the latest model.
No, I can't accept this.
You have to. No returns. No exchanges. Queen's orders. She's named you the official Arendelle Ice Master and Deliverer.
What? That's not a thing.
Oh, sure it is. And it even has a cup holder. Do you like it?
I do say, also, I do like Kristen Bell a lot in this movie.
I can kiss you. I could. I mean, I'd like to. May I? We meet? I mean, may we? Wait, what?
We may.
Summer!
I do like the twist that Anna's sacrifice is the act of true love.
Hello.
To save herself, and I guess as a byproduct, help Elsa realize how to reverse the winter and also how to cope with using her powers without completely abandoning everyone and living a life of solidarity. But here, I tell you, listeners, if you're still with me, God bless you. But here, she shows no more control than she did in the very, very beginning as a child when Elsa and Anna were playing in that ballroom.
We are never closing them again. Mm. Oh, Elsa, they're beautiful, but you know I don't scare them.
Come on, you can do it.
Wait, can she make leather? No, they're just ice blades. Okay, on top of her boots that already existed. Okay. A happy ending, a lovely score, a great visual. Great animation. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking through this with me as I go through this. I hope I didn't blunder too much. I know I repeated myself quite a few times, but I'll try to get the point across that I was feeling and that I truly feel strongly about. But I would like to go ahead and spare you the rest of this ending credits. Partly because I despise this version of Let It Go. But mostly because I respect your time. And I'm very appreciative of the time that you have spent with me so far. So thank you so much for indulging me in my movie commentary of the film Frozen. Again, this is Craig Hamilton. Please visit FilmNerds.com. Please check out CitizenCraig.com. And please download the podcast Film Nerds Unlimited. Good evening.
For more Film Nerds Unlimited, go to FilmNerds.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like what you hear, rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Keep an eye out for the next issue of Film Nerds Unlimited, coming soon.